Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So the fourth anniversary of the assassination of former Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafik Hariri, is an important day of remembrance for the people of Lebanon, who after that assassination saw a period of violence culminating with a war with Israel. This comes just 2 weeks before a United Nations tribunal into the killing is to begin. We're joined now by Natalia Antalava, BBC Beirut correspondent in Beirut. The two surprising things is it seems that the 4 years have kind of crept up on us. I was actually surprised to learn it was 4 years ago that Rafik Hariri was assassinated. And the second thing is that we haven't gotten to the bottom of who actually is behind this assassination. Natalia, what are people on the streets of Beirut thinking?
Well, I think probably many people share the same sentiment, how fast these 4 years have gone by. At the same time, this have been extremely long 4 years for Lebanon, much trouble, war, several civil, serious civil unrests, and now the upcoming parliamentary election, which in many ways will decide Lebanon's future. And of course, for the people who gathered to remember Rafik Hariri, many of them were saying that they still have questions that have not been answered and they still are waiting for justice. It was an absolutely it was a landmark moment in Lebanon's history. It changed the course of its history, really. And the killing was blamed here on Syria, forced Syria to pull out its troops because of the public outcry that it caused. But the big question now is whether the perpetrators and those who executed the crime will be punished.
Well, as you mentioned, it was a transformative moment for Lebanon. And this weekend, hundreds of thousands of Lebanese were on the streets to mark that transformative moment. You mentioned that the Syrians ultimately withdrew from Lebanon in the aftermath of this event. What other transformative events can be traced to this assassination within the Lebanese government?
Well, I think there are two things that are worth pointing out. One was what started as a Syrian withdrawal, because right after the assassination, we saw a huge protests and an amazing public outcry, and combined with the international pressure, it forced Syria to withdraw. To end its 30-year-long domination of Lebanon was a big blow for Damascus, obviously, but they had to do it. Now, today, it's incredible to see just how much things have changed, because for the first time ever, Lebanon and Syria are establishing diplomatic ties. And when over the weekend I talked to the son and the political heir of Rafik Hariri, Saad Hariri, he was telling me that he's proud that now the two countries are talking as equals. So that's one main thing. And I think the other thing is, although there's still no love lost in it, there's absolutely it's a relationship that is full of mistrust and animosity, but at least it's a relationship of equals. And another thing is that the political parties are finally talking here. The politicians, rival politicians who are bitterly opposed to each other, are holding a very fragile but still a dialogue. And the big question is whether the parliamentary election in June that is coming up, whether this dialogue will actually survive the campaign and will be
Indeed.
Able to continue afterwards.
Well, Natalia Antalava, whether there is a specific link to Syria or not, certainly political optimism there in Lebanon. Natalia Antalava is the BBC Beirut correspondent speaking to us from Beirut.